The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done. So let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within. Welcome back. I am so thrilled to have our new listeners and our repeated listeners. I know it's a busy time. You're probably getting your kids back into school and all the fun things. Today is a call-in show. So people, we've been letting you know and you've asked, 1-800-930-2819. We have Peter Henson back with us. And this is why we had so many beautiful messages and you enjoyed the show last time. And we wanted to play because this is a time where the more you play, the more you create. And Peter and I were talking about that because it's so important. If you're playing, you're creating, you're bringing in new energies. And the energies are shifting, as you know, so quickly. These are energies we've never felt before, we've never been in before. And so you're going to call in and we're going to both give you a little boost together. And, you know, they always say the power of two. Well, now the power of three, the power of four, the power of five for all of you that are listening. And I know sometimes when we do the call-in shows, people are like, I don't know, I'm afraid. Don't be afraid. This is a time where I say, if you don't ask, you don't get. This is a time to come forward. This is a time to say, what do you require? So your blocks, your resistance, the hesitations can be really ripped off. So Peter, I'm so happy that you're able to join us again. The time's flying so quickly.
My pleasure. You know, I really enjoy this dynamic we're having, you know, and coming at it from the divine masculine and feminine is really powerful, you know, as we individually adjusting and exploring and ascending into those divine being, you know, our higher self. So it's so much fun to share that with the listeners, you know, and viewers, you know, and be available too in a different medium. I really like that.
It is. And you and I were talking before the show about this new energy. Like, it can be a little bit uncomfortable for people because we've never been in it before. What are you noticing the biggest on your end? What are you noticing the biggest things that people are really letting go of during this shift?
It's the fear is the biggest one, but it's not really specifically identified as such, you know, because it shows up in many different ways, all programming, all patterns, you know, habits, but also that inner exploration, really diving deep and transcending those fears, that and seeing that you're actually capable of doing that and not tied into or limited to anything of a lower consciousness or of old programming, that seeing that expansion within people and seeing them just spike, you know, and getting it is like, it's like, we've been there. It's so nice to see others doing it too and assisting them. That makes it all worth it, you know?
And what I've noticed, and I know you've seen this too with your clients, and what I've noticed is that it's like the subconscious is doing just a massive dump. Like, people are emailing me saying, Tracy, I'm having dreams of like pooing and peeing and like letting go. So it's just like old people and old lovers. And I'm like, don't worry, they're not coming back. Your subconscious is just dumping things you don't need anymore, which is creating so much beautiful space for the new.
And that's why we see the bodies are shifting too and changing, you know, the cellular structure. You know, we sometimes feel like we bloated. Sometimes we just dumping, like you said, you know, like you can go five times a day, maybe. It's just clearing the system, clearing the root chakra, clearing all the chakras, you know, and it, you know, hold on to old dense energies and take that out with it, you know, and allowing new stuff to come in and allowing room for all these beautiful new light language vibrations to come in, which is coming from our higher self in a future higher timeline or dimension where we can't really comprehend that as the human yet, but we're getting there, you know, and it's really powerful. And I see more and more people not fighting it anymore, like letting go and you know, feeling safe in the process, because that is that inner connection from the heart that comfort people to feel like, you know, it's going to be okay. I don't know what it's going to look like, but that's the whole, you know, point to it. That's the way of the new game, you know, that we don't know what's going to happen next, but it's the ethics behind this, is the choices we make.
Yeah, it's so true. And I was just sharing with you off air, and it's a good point you brought that up, that when I was seeing my osteopath, and he's like, I have never seen a physical body bone structure shift like yours is shifting. And what that is for everyone to take that and understand your body is doing that too, right? To hold this new vibration, to hold the new energy, to bring in that beautiful light. And I love what you said too. We were having our nice conversation. Everybody knows, what do you talk about before we come on air? But the nice conversation about, yeah, people really stepping out of that fear and into that empowerment, which that right there is going to open so many more doors that have been waiting, that felt closed, I feel, for a lot of people, where they finally are going to get them open and go, wow.
It was, you know, like before, they just went with the collective consciousness programming, whatever we're supposed to think and do. But now there's that heart voice, the higher self voice that becomes stronger. So you actually make the shift, make the changes, or take, hey, wait a minute, you know, what is really going on here? What's best for me compared to just that old pattern, you know, and making those choices is just unbelievable, you know?
It is. And finally seeing where people would say, oh, it took me a year to do that, or it's taking them like a minute now, which I'm just like, wow, look at that, in a minute. I'm so excited. And I love exactly that with having you here today, because the way that, and people said this, the complementary, right? You get that yin and the yang, the male, the female, and we're both so balanced in both areas that I really want people to understand that when we're getting to their calls today, that spirit is, like, even before we got on, you can see spirit's like in the house. I don't know what else to say, but spirit's in the house. I can feel it. I'm like, ooh, I feel like I've had 100 cups of coffee already, and I don't drink coffee. So
that's exactly it. You know, when we do the work and we connect with our multidimensional selves, you know, they show up with us as us, through us being it being us, you know, like, so there is no disconnect. There's no separation. There's no duality. It's just full on, you know, like we are tapped in, tapped on, like some user, you know, like, it's really like being, living in that present moment and just showing up 100%, you know, not holding back, not waiting for later, you know, just being sincere and real.
And just being there and enjoying today. That's what we have. All right. So we're going to play, guys. I know we have a bunch of people on the phone. We will do our best to get to all of you today. Look at that. It's 11:11. If that's not angelic time, here we go. Thank you, God. But also, just also for the listeners, if it's not your question or whatever, you're hearing it. So focus on what would be your ask for your teams, for your angelic teams, your people, because as we're all working together, you'll get your shift. You'll get what you require. Just stay open and say, I'm just going to receive all that I require while you're listening to the callers. So we're, like I say, we're going to try to get to as many of you today. So we're going to have some fun. So Zach, let's go to Maria first, I believe from Colorado.
Yes, we have Maria from Colorado. Maria, you're live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Maria.
I've spoken with you before. It's such a blessing to talk to you again.
Oh, awesome. Really, you get Peter and I today. We're going to give you a double shift, and spirit's going to be like on overdrive.
Oh, yay. I'm so excited.
Yay. What's your question for us today?
I had talked to you about my lack of money and my healing work coming in and my book getting published. And you worked with me and you said it would take 48 hours and then I would feel more of a shift, which I really did. Yeah. And so I'm wanting to check in to see what more needs to be cleared for me to be totally in that receptive, abundant state with my work and my money and my book and everything of abundance.
I love it. All right, Peter,
you want me to go first?
Yeah, but we're going to go together. So I want you to go first because I know you have a different way of connecting with Maria, and then I'll let you go and then we'll take a peek.
Okay, awesome. I like that. Maria, do I have your permission to energy melt and connect with your higher self?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm just going to bring in the Legion of Angels. I'm asking them to remove any wandering spirits or anything that's not of the light from this session, from this reading. Just clearing the space and slowly energy melting with you. They're showing me already. It's, you know, the old view on money, which is a very dense energy, old money, which is coming into now to being energy exchange and coming into living from your multidimensional self, where you're always going to be provided for, you know, it's a trust. It's an ethic too, but it's also a being at service. So it's important that you, instead of focusing on the end result or you know, the resources along the way, then focus on being at service, putting your energy out there, continue, don't hold back. Don't wait for something to show up to prove that it's worth it or the time is right or, you know, don't wait. That's the message I'm getting. It's really important that you transcend that old belief system. You know, you move into the new world where we go 100%. It's a go mode. Really just being out there and from the bottom of your heart, put that out there. You know, don't hold back. Okay.
Yeah. I actually love that. And you're bang on one of the other things, and we can start to move this streamer. What Peter said is so important because there's that transition, right? Where you have, you said it so well, Peter, the old paradigm, which is leaving around money, to the new paradigm, which is more of better for all of humanity. And there's a fear jumping from that old paradigm to the new paradigm. So there's all this, it literally wants to rip off. And you're so bang on, like where Peter said, the bottom of your heart and in the root, you can see that old belief system is ready to leave about how you've been throughout the generations, past life, programmed around money. And we can actually start to rip all of that off. So you can see the angels that, you know, Peter works with have come in. They're already, it's like the way they show it to me is like they're shoveling garbage out of your house. I don't know how else to explain it. Like you can see the garbage is being pulled away. And that's the bridge, the trust that, oh, as soon as I keep moving in my direction, that it's all done. I don't know if you can feel that, but your heart's almost fibrillating. Can you feel that?
I just felt this kind of upshift in my heart.
Yeah. Like it's like, whoa. Yeah, you got, so thank you, God. We'll remove that. You've also, it appears, and Peter, I don't know if you can explain this. It appears all the angelic realms too are really, they're going to be there paving that way for quite a few weeks and months. But you also have to make sure you're communicating and seeing them. Do you see that, Peter?
I do. And that's the thing. That's a collective energy right now. I'm getting the chills. You're just saying that. I feel like a bit of they're coming in stronger. You know, it is really about, you know, being open for change, being open to receive, being in a not standoffish energy where you basically surrender and you're coming from a place of not weakness, but from empowerment and, you know, ethics and doing what's best for the whole, because you're building the new world and you're entering the new world by being, you know, a member of the new world, if that makes sense. Really important. Yeah.
There is an increase too, where we can increase the strength on the physical. So your physical body, mental, emotional, spiritual, psychological, we can increase that because letting go of that old being, there's still a part of you that if you pay attention to it, you'll see it'll leave very quickly. We'll shift that together out for you. But if you really step into this new space with your book and your business and everything and just embrace the new ways of, because we know our economic structure is changing, but it's changing for the better. So that's good. If you're really ready to embrace that, there's still some people, places, and things you're hanging on to. Did you see that, Peter? She's hanging on to that. You're actually, if you let that go, you're afraid of letting the people, places, and things go. Did you see that, Peter?
I do. It's really about, you know, making a choice. You have a choice. You know, do you want to be a part of the old crumbling or do you want to be a part of the new world, basically, you know? And you make that choice. Like, I want to be a part of, you know, this is what I advise, is make that decision, make that intention, saying, you know, I don't need to see the old crumble. I've been in that energy. I've seen that, you know, and I don't need to be a part of it. I know it's a necessary part of the process, but I'd rather spend my energy on building the new, being a part of the, you know, way showers and building, manifesting, anchoring it by being an example of such.
I don't know. Maria, hang on a sec. I don't know what that this simulates, but there's a massive, like it's comet energy coming to her. Do you know what? I don't know what the comet energy is. It's coming right into her field.
I feel her ancestral line, but it's really not ancestral because that would be linear.
Yeah.
At this point, but it is her soul family. It is her angelic beings and galactic brothers and sisters of the light who are heavily coming in and just like without pressure, but really just ready. It is time. You know, don't wait any longer. You know, don't wait for anything to be perfect. It's already perfect. So there's a abundance of guidance and help. You know, it's just allowing it in, allowing it to let go, allowing miracles to enter your life.
Yeah, I get chills.
Started, you know, but it is that simple. Make the choice.
Maria, you've got a lot of new tentacles coming out to anchor in the new people. And don't be afraid to ask for what you require from people too. Like, could you do this or could you do that? How does that all feel in your body now?
I just felt this tingling in my body when Peter was talking about just allowing miracles to come in.
Yeah, they're there. Like this common energy, this support, this place, like I said, your doors are getting ready to open. So like Peter was saying, and that way will just anchor the body. So you can even say to yourself, I'm ready for more miracles. I'm open to more miracles. Like just the more miracles are here now, like little things like that. How does that feel?
That feels good. So I just want to check in with you. Do you feel like I've let go of it all that I need to?
Yeah, well, there's more leaving. And one of the things too that I always like to say, and I know Peter and I, we've both been in this space a long time. We're constantly looking at things that are moving and shifting. So you start to get in the play energy and just keep, you'll always, your whole life, it's a way of living. So Peter, I'm sure you find this. People will say to you, well, you guys make it look easier. What happens? We live like this every day. And the more you live it every day and you check in with yourself or even at the end of the night, and was there something to let go of, something to really, just a little check-in. And you'll see that things will open quicker and they'll release. So you don't have to worry about, did I release everything in my line? Just go day by day. Would you say that, Peter?
It's important to, because, you know, it's not going to happen like one for all, because as you clear one timeline or clear one dimension or one frequency, one consciousness, then you step up to the next one. And you do have some work to do there too. So it's going to be different, you know. And it's empowering. And like you said so beautifully, is that, you know, it's a 24/7 job. When we choose to be at service, you know, it's not like we're working 24/7, sleeping a lot, you know, awake, or there's no break, you know, and we just continue to, you know, tune energies and, you know, allowing new stuff to come in, activate and start remembering new stuff that we can then present to our clients, you know, and to humanity and being a part of that ascension journey. So it's ongoing. It's not going to stop. It's going to be much more guided and much more fun because you are becoming into the creator mode, and it's really like, and in unison, you know, it's a very heartfelt, beautiful. And that's what you're feeling too. When we fully connect with the angelic, is that, and like you're mentioning, you know, like you can feel that group coming in. It's like the halo is open on Maria. I can feel it. And it's just coming in from above. It's not coming from below. It's coming up there, you know, because that's the higher consciousness, the higher dimensions coming in, who is basically a higher version or a future version, you can say, of her coming back to her sister at this point.
It's really cute, Maria. I keep seeing an image, like, and I always say that, you know, you're pulling the energy and Peter's doing that expanding. It's like, I see you like, I got the power, you know, that little say, like, I got the power, like pulling it in, I got the power. And you'll start to see so much of that shift. And remember, every part of our journey, we got to then, when we get to that place, like Peter says, when one part of the journey is sort of completed, there's another door open. And within that door, there may be something else to let go of. There may be something else to bring in.
And it's important to remember too, you know, at first you're clearing your stuff. And then as you become stronger and stronger, you start clearing collective stuff and all people in your surroundings, you know, family members, so forth, you know, mates, who knows? Yeah. It's like, so then we take that on for a little while, you know, and then we clear that and we go into the next galactic, you know, and it's like, it's on and on and on, but it's expansing of an ascension process that we chose. And this is why we are here, you know, to have this wonderful ascension journey experience.
Yeah. How does it feel, Maria? I have always little burps when I clear people. I can just see it's like your body's just getting washed away. Your angelic teams, the energy's moving. Does that feel better now for you?
It really, yes, it feels much better and I feel lighter.
Yeah. I feel it. Yeah, I can feel it in you. Yeah. I can energy meld it with you. So I can feel like your whole upper body is just like, whew, just
it's expanding, isn't it?
Anxiety, you know?
Yeah. Like that's what I like with like Peter and I feel all of that. And so that's where you're getting that too, like with both of us and your angelic teams and spirit and the God of your understanding, like everything is just, I have to say your support right now looks like 1,000 times more than when she called in. Don't you notice that, Peter?
Absolutely. It's really the comfort, like the knowing that it's going to be okay. That releases so much fear and old programming that allows your body to believe it too.
Yeah, I love exactly. I guess that's what we all need to know, that it's all okay.
All okay.
Absolutely.
And don't be afraid, Maria, to look back. I would do that sometimes. I'd say, I look back and I'm like, the places where maybe, you know, if I went back 20 years where I had more fear or worry, and then you kind of fast forward and you're like, why did I spend all that time there? Because it all worked out. So that's an old way of being, but it's also look back sometimes in your life and say, where did I have that fear? It did work out. So what am I wasting my time on here? And then you can reset the system and just carry on. And like I said, bring in the power, because you got it, girl. Go for it. We need you.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Keep me posted. Keep us posted, okay?
Okay. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Lots of love. All right, Zach, we have Lisa. Is that from California? Is that correct?
That is correct. We have Lisa from California. Lisa, you're live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we can hear you. There we are. You cut out for a little bit. Welcome. What's your question today?
Thank you. I'm the one that opened the farmer's market in the parking lot. And I had this gal tell me there was a lot of negative energy, and it's had me really freaked out. And I had a big window because we own a restaurant, and, you know, we've been hit hard in California. And so we've been doing music in the park. I had a big window get broken out, you know, 2 nights ago. And then I have 2 rentals empty right now. And I'm getting a little paranoid and worried and really trying not to buy into the down fear of losing everything again, because I've been down that road. So I'd like a little energy to keep me positive and some great renters to come in to rent my apartments. And
do you have a specific question? The more specific you can be, the better we can help you. I get the picture. I get what you're saying. But if you ask a really specific question, you're going to go straight to the core, you know?
One of the things, if I can just say that I notice, is there, that what that woman said is also a word curse. Like, you have to understand when people say that, that's a curse in the field. That's like when people say, oh, hope you're really safe today. Well, what? Well, how about have an incredible drive today? So that is, you know, people don't understand their words. That I can remove. And exactly what Peter said, from what I understand, you're saying, I want to actually be able to stay positive and not have that looping pattern of where she lost everything before come back. You can see where that fear is. Is that correct, Lisa?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I'm going to let Peter connect with you, and then we're going to start together. We'll work with your teams and everything. You all good with that?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Lisa, do I have your permission to energy melt and connect with your higher self?
Please. Yes.
I'm just going to bring in the Legion of Angels and remove any wandering spirits or anything that's not of the light from, your energy field, our energy field, and the session and this reading, clearing the space. Okay. It's funny because they show me as you're being inside a sphere or a bubble, in a sense, you know, you are being protected, but there's so much chaos going on around you. There's so much fear, so many people in anxiety. So we can either buy into that and take it on and react in an old pattern, how we did in the past, or we can just stay in that strong energy, because you do, I can feel within your heart space and your core being, and feel this strong heart presence that, you know, you do, your ethics, your outlook on life is very positive. It's just in a dark world, in a sense, you know, because of the outside appearance, you know, it's kind of hard to see the light then. If you're not looking, if you're looking into old, you're going to continue to see the old. So it's basically like, if you can expand yourself out wider, and instead of looking for the signals from the old to assure you that everything is going to be okay, then start looking for, go outside of that circle, go outside of the matrix, basically, So expand beyond your previous limits. And what it does too, it opens up for new tools to come in, which is going to be the savior to you, where you before you looked for, you know, of course, tenants, and you looked for, you know, income stream here and there, but that was the old system. That is the part that's breaking apart right now. So you don't want to invest in that as it's falling apart. You want to prepare for the next. How does that look? Because it's really what you did with the farmer's market and parking lot. That's something that's good for the whole. This is something that's good and supporting the way the world is going. So stay with that energy. That is coming from that pureness of your heart. It's coming from you feeling, you know, this is what people here need. They don't know it yet, but I know it. So be a front runner. Don't be a follower in a sense, you know, or don't fall for the old tricks, you know, the old...
It is interesting, and we can move some, Peter's exactly right. We can move some of this energy off you where things are getting broken and stuff. It's because your light's very big, but keep your light big. Don't let those things interfere. So you can always like ask for a bigger bubble in your area too, and ask the angels. I always like to ask my angels to stand in all the corners around the house, wherever, to shine that light through. So you become... it sort of distracts people. So they're not like looking at where you are. The farmer's market, exactly what Peter said, is like, you're bang on there. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. There is some place that we can also highlight the apartments and remove exactly that fear that's out of there. And when you start to see like people in there and see people coming and see the good renters and trust that it's there, but that looping energy that's sitting in your gut from that past, thank you, God, we can start to actually break that loop off. So when we break those things off, when Peter and I are breaking that stuff and we're bringing in that new energy, working with your guides and spirit, because spirit's doing it, we're just little helpers, is as that's disconnecting, that's where you get tested. So remember that, Lisa, that's where you're going to get tested, where spirit, sometimes it happens right from the darker energies. Are you really letting go of that loop? Don't buy into it. And that's what Peter's saying. Don't buy into the fear when that loop comes back up, because you can see it's disconnecting, and actually it's easy to pull off your body because you're literally only like 20% left in it. So good job. But you can see the rest of it wants to disconnect. So it's like, thank you. Like however you talk to spirit, like, thank you, God. I, you know, good renters in my place. They're there. I'm moving in this new direction. And for some reason, I'm going to ask your spirit team. It shows you, we just got to change you. Like, not just a 45 degree angle, which will help you strengthen where Peter said, not to get caught up in those people of the negativity, because it's easy. You are in a, we'll also align you to California because there's a lot more pressure going on in California. One of the things I noticed in California, why there's a lot more pressure, so you can understand, is because California actually holds a lot of awake people. It holds a lot of light. And so what happens when there's a lot of light, sometimes that's where the spiritual battle above, right? The dark and the light, it can have that space. We don't have to get caught up into it, but as long as you know, you can be very strong and will strengthen your body. Thank you, God, to be that observer that Peter's saying, rather than that participant. But we can, your farmer's market, amazing. Like there's so much positive energy in there. And now you can see how when your angelic team that Peter worked with came through, it's like, I see them as like a whole circle around. It's a beautiful energy around your farmer's market. So I'm just going to pull that loop off. Are you okay if we just disconnect that loop and then you'll have more awareness with it? So it's gone.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you okay? Do you feel all right? I know it's a lot going through.
No, I feel fine. Actually, I feel good. I feel I'm doing good things, but I just, you know, I can go to depressed real easy. I get, you know, nervous, depressed. I mean, it's a natural space for me. But I am constantly, you know, in the Word. I'm not a good meditator, but listening to tapes and pulling
that's
in the
good.
Light.
And make the right choices on a daily basis is really what it comes down to. But and don't play small, you know, like out of fear of being attack in a sense, you know, just if you can expand your light wider, like owning the room in a sense, like the farmer's market, let's hold the parking lot, you know, like you shoot out a little spider web to each corner of the room or the parking lot, and then you pull that into your grounding court. So you're owning that space, and then you fill up with a golden sun, or you have the sun and your galactic team and your angelic team assist you in filling up that whole space with golden light and your higher vibrational or higher self energy, so you own the space. You're not a victim of anyone walking into it. They walk into your space and you are holding that light. Yeah. It makes a big difference. I teach a lot of my clients to do that, because instead of walking into a room and be just battling it that way, you own the room. This is all reality.
Expand that light. And remember, I don't know if you know this, but the energy behind when people say, you know, they have that depression, the actual energy behind that is when the body and the subconscious is holding on to things of the past, and they've got it like in a U-Haul. And I always say it's like attached to your butt, and you're dragging that U-Haul with you. So that's where that energy picks up. So that's where also where Peter's saying, you want to start to look at that, to let that go and say, what part of that am I still carrying forward? And we can start to disconnect some of it so you can have more awareness. And definitely as you're pushing out your light, you'll see that, because that's really where that energy starts from. And then it can migrate in your gut, right? And then your gut goes a little weird, and then it goes up to the brain. And then people are saying, I have anxiety or depression, which are big words right now, like they're huge, but they don't need to be, as long as you start to look at that U-Haul and say, okay, what am I letting go of? Or what am I carrying in the past? So there's a big disconnection happening now. So you'll probably have some dreams and thoughts, and it'll just keep going. So it actually looks beautiful. Looks beautiful. How does that feel now?
I feel good. Yeah, my stomach's not bothering me right now.
Yeah, good. It's moving. Your processing center. Yay. All right. Well done. So let us know.
You know, that's really important. You know, keep up hope, and just know that as all everything this year, 2020, you know, everything is kind of collapsing. That's the old collapsing, making room for the new to come forward. And the angelic team and our galactic team and us in a higher version of ourselves, we prepared for this. So you're not left hanging. It's just important to just hang in there.
It's going to be really good.
I appreciate it.
Through this, it's going to be really good, and you're going to see a lot of blessings. I have to agree with Peter. A lot of blessings. Well done.
Yeah, well, I feel like crying now.
Good. Take it in. You're a beautiful soul, and the world needs you, and that's why you're doing what you're doing. Good job.
Is that it? I think I'm punishing. Yeah, I get it.
You
all right,
get
well,
it.
I appreciate it.
All right.
You guys have a
have
great
an incredible day. Thank you for calling in. Okay, Zach, we're going to go to, now what, I don't know if I say the name right, Grizel?
I think that's right. We have Grizel from Dubai.
All right, Grizel.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, welcome. Hi. Welcome, welcome. What's your time zone over there? I know I have clients in Dubai and I always forget. Well, how far ahead are you?
So 7:30 in the evening right now.
Perfect. Yeah, I know there's a time difference. So I'm like, it's either bedtime or later bedtime, but you're great. It's dinner time. What's your question for Peter and I today?
Well, I feel like there's a bit of stagnant energy around me, and I feel very difficult to manifest things that I wanted. I feel I used to be able to manifest as a child. But now it's kind of difficult, and sometimes I just wake up at night. I tend to think that there's something negative around me, or just some sort of fear comes up. It's just so difficult to deal with things like that sometimes.
Okay, I love that. So I'm going to let Peter connect with you first, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Grizel. Do I have your permission to energy meld and connect with your higher self?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. I'm just going to tune in for us here and then bring in the Legion of Angels. Clear any wandering spirits, anything that's not of the light from the session and this transmission from your energy space and our energy space. Putting up a space, a safe circle here. This is what they're showing me. It is, again, is that, you know, as you're shifting, you start to awaken in a world where it's been very set in stone, so to speak, that everything has to be a certain way, even the way, you know, certain groups of people are being treated, you know, respected, so forth, you know, that's really hard to see the light and let go of that fear of what happened in the past. So what I'm seeing here is that, you know, it feeds the fear more than it feeds the light. So you have a choice to make, not going into that separation or duality consciousness. Start feeding, you know, you don't have to show the world yet. You don't have to go out and be the, you know, you are a way shower no matter what, but you don't have to become a victim or become a, you know, feed yourself to the wolves, you know, so to speak, you know. But it's an inside job. When you start making that transition within you, you're choosing love and light over the fear, then you're honoring your soul. You're not honoring the fearful human program self. So that's why I see that you are at a crossroad right there. You know, it's really important that you choose you. You choose your soul. This is just one incarnation. This is just one body in one lifetime. You had millions others. And as we now ascending and you are ascending into the higher consciousness and the multidimensional selves, you will recognize and you will remember that. And you will see that this is just one experience, that where you're coming from a lower consciousness into a higher consciousness, and where you are, you actually chose to be there. So nothing was happening to you, it was actually happening for you, even though it might not look that way at first. But as you're expanding to the higher consciousness, then that's going to make sense, because you are part of that change. You are part of that changing the old into the new by doing the journey yourself. So it's really about you making that choice. You choose to come from your heart space, from what's best for the whole, with everything you do, make that transitioning. I know it seems very simple, but, and it is, that's why in the higher realms, duality and separation doesn't work, because it's unity, it's building for the whole. It's coming from divine light.
Yeah, there's also a really, you're so correct. There's a new energy coming in that we can strengthen you for, which the word I kept hearing was to remind you to reclaim your power. It looks like as you were a child and you started to step into your power, it started to show you, and this is where we can disconnect that for you, no problem. Like you can see these angels already that Peter sent in are moving it, is that, and we'll strengthen that. Thank you, God. The power that you were exuding and having as a child looks like it really got, like, it's like a knife. It like got cut off because it was, your body was reading it. If you reclaimed all this power, then you wouldn't fit. Then you're not in the right realm, so to speak, of everyone else, but you weren't meant to, you were meant to keep going. And that's okay. There's no right or wrong, because it's normal when we're children, we want to fit into our environments and feel safe and all of those things. So it looks like when we start to remove that, thank you, God, and that energy starts to lift off and your body becomes stronger to just now reclaiming the power and going, there's like a, it's like a cord going from now back to your memory when you were a child. And it's pulling all of that beautiful play, strength, creation, manifestation energy in. And it's actually where it's centering, where there's, you can see energy leaving, is off on the heart. So the heart space is cleaning and you can see it's opening. How does that feel now when we make those shifts for you? How does your body feel? What do you
feel? So much lighter. It feels very, very light.
Yeah. It's like a, I don't know if you see this, but it's like, Grizel, it's like this old self of you just kind of stepped out and walked away. Do you see that, Peter? It's like, it just sort of moved.
I do. And that's the, that's the whole point, that you make a choice. You let go of the old and stepping into the new and fully holding it and believing in it.
Yeah, you can just see that beautiful energy of this. Like I said, that it's that loop, that not a loop, but it's just this bridge. It's beautiful. It's this golden bridge. It's like this child that was so creative and so able to manifest and bring joy. That's actually reconnecting now. So when you're doing your connections and your creations, I'm pretty sure you're going to start to say, wow, I'm actually back to how it felt. How does that feel?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
That's important part. I like what you just, the way you just put that, you know, it's like, you know, what you focus on, that's what you create. So it's really important. We don't want to focus on the problem. Try to look at the solution or what that would look like. How would that feel? Create the timeline, align with that frequency, align with the miracle, you know, because we're not a victim any longer. You know, we have a choice. We can choose the higher timeline where it's already existing. But we have to bring ourselves into that frequency to receive it and experience it. So that's the choice. It's like coming from the old to the new, you know, like it feels so much better, you know?
Yeah, just like expect those creative miracles. Just expect them and just, I don't know, you look like, you, your little person looks like she's just skipping now. It's like, oh, she remembered I was here. It's like, hey.
I like that. Like allowing her to come out to play, you know, that's really important, you know?
Yeah, you like to play, Grizel. You love to play. And the more you play, the more you create. You must have noticed that, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
Your connection is really strong. And with where, how Peter and I move, that you can see your guides, your teams, your higher self is like, yeah, you're probably going to have some fun dreams.
I'm excited for it.
Excellent. Keep us posted, okay?
Yes, definitely.
Good luck to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Stay strong, okay?
So much love. It's so fun. Peter, this is like play for me. We could go on for hours. I'm like, let's go for hours. We can squeeze like one or two more in order to do this. Peter and I will be doing this again, if you'll agree. Okay. Can we, I guess we have SJ from Toronto. Is that correct, Zach?
Yes, we have SJ from Toronto. SJ, you're live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi both. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I'm really glad I got in. I thought definitely I was going to miss the show for sure. So I'm glad I'm one of your callers today. Yay. So Tracy, you know that I've been experiencing a lot of anxiety and work-related stress. And recently my husband was suffered unexpectedly with a heart attack as well. So there's been a lot going on and we're moving in the process as well. Actually, the closing is tomorrow, and we're just trying to manage everything that's going on. So I'm just looking for some peace and full restoration for myself and my husband and all aspects of our life, and just wanting some guidance and how to get through the next few days as we, you know, transition out of our old place into the new home and support his recovery and just look after myself.
Looks like that we need to, maybe question is, and then I'm going to let Peter connect with you, would be to take the body out of a constant high stress mode into more peace so things can flow. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Cause that's the big block. So I'm going to let Peter connect with you and then we're going to start to clean up. Okay.
I feel guided to tell me you should start because it's coming in from a different level.
Yes.
Okay. So they're telling me you should start because then we're going to come in and finish it up.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds amazing. Okay. So what I'm going to do is we're going to start to remove the body is in that loop of if it's not stressful, then something's wrong. So there is a frequency that keeps moving that if it's not stressful, something is not right, which is actually the opposite, right? The more peace should also be the strength of more, that's the right. But there's this, it just keeps this, it's like a looking like a sharp, I want to call it like a long knife, like a machete. It's just like going out so strong. Thank you, God. So we got to start to remove this accumulation. It also looks like it's a pattern in your ancestral line that if you have a lot of stress, that's correct. So there's imprints and implants that have come through the ancestral line that says high stress means we're safe. High stress means we know how to cope with it. Even though on a conscious level, the body's like, yeah, no, I don't want it. But so we have to start to strengthen the system to pull down it's actually in your vagus nervous system. It's running on fight or flight so high, it's afraid if it actually steps out of that and surrenders and says, okay, spirit. So your whole system, I see why you did that. I see Peter was coming your side. Your whole system is like, I'm in charge rather than your spirit, your angel's in charge. So I'm going to correct that. And then actually it bounces over. Yes, I see what's going on there. Okay, I'm going to send it to you, Peter.
Okay. So SJ, do I have your permission to energy meld and connect with your higher self?
Yes, please.
Thank you. I'm just going to bring in the legion of angels. I'm asking them to remove any wandering spirits, anything that's not of delight from your energy field, your daily life, and from this session. And just clearing the space and give me what's going on here. Any deceased ones, you know, it's important to remember as you are ascending into your higher self, and that's something our human self can't comprehend. But really what it is that they are another version of you having a different soul experience. So, you know, finding peace with that and knowing they actually did exactly what they were supposed to do by taking something with them that was not needed here anymore on a collective level. As being part of their mission in this collective ascension in making the world a better place. And what they do when they do that, they come in either as a star child or a walk-in or a ascended being coming in later in the process, but they leave through death or, you know, that route and coming in again. Others go through it and make the ascension process and the change in real life, in the ascension body, in the physical body. So it's important that it's broadening your horizon, looking at your perception, how you look at things. You know, it's important to because I can feel within you, I can feel that your trust in the divine is there. So it's really about, you know, fully giving it 100%. Don't hold back. Don't feel you're being punished or you did something is happening to you. No, it's ironically it's happening for you, but it's important to see that from that higher perspective. So see the light in everything. See that how that one thing happening actually allowed so many other beautiful things to occur that created unity and that created love and re-established connection where they weren't. So looking at everything from a higher perspective, coming from this unconditional love, the divine feminine, divine masculine, and knowing that anyone on the other side now have access to help you from a much higher place. And there was a purpose for that too. So don't get caught up in the sadness as much as you can. You know, of course, I get it, but try to connect to the gift that is in that connection, which says it will allow you to see on the other side of the veil, but also bringing in that knowledge, that remembering and receiving those gifts, igniting, so to speak, those abilities. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. And it's, for me, it's the connection to the making that connection is what I struggle with.
Right? Yes, it's maintaining it. It's that, you know, coming into the heart space. Every time you feel you're slipping out, try to bring yourself back in. It's normal at first because it's so immense, it's so strong. So if you feel like your higher self is out here, bring it in. Like imagine a little football or a volleyball, whatever size, little spear, a golden sun, and put that into your chest, into your heart. So it's inside of you. It's not separate from you because it creates a lack. It creates that separation with manifesting and with anything, but also in the conscious awareness. So bring it in. Every time you feel like you're slipping out, put it back in, and that will help you. It's similar to being grounded, but now as you are activating your multidimensional self, it's not so much about being grounded anymore. It's much more about knowing and learning how to be conscious and living in this as this higher being on an everyday basis, because it's so different than anything else you ever experienced before. So like we mentioned before, allow miracles to show up, but also notice the ones that's already there. There's a lot of signs. I see it in your spear.
You can actually see, you're right, she has more of those signs than the others, but the body was so used to, and the perception, right? Looking at sort of over here and what Peter's saying, I agree with, like you can see you have way more of these incredible blessings. And then the physical body can let go. Like what he's saying, that whole heart, you've got that beautiful connection. And the more, it's a reminder, like we can all get into something, right? Where you can sort of flip off and go, oh, I forgot. But what exactly what Peter's saying, the more of that heart space. And I love that you just said, Peter, about the heart is more important than the grounding. It's so true right now. And that beautiful imagery of that light in the heart, that is so way more grounding than trying to do your old grounding exercises. That's kind of like, you know, in the 80s where people wore leg warmers, you need to ground, but it's a very kind of, your body knows what to do already. I love it. How does that feel?
Not to be, I'm sorry to cut in there, but don't get caught up in what you're supposed to be or supposed to feel. Don't fall for that, because that is part of that old programming. You know, go in and you be the change. You shine that strength. Show the world how it could be done.
Peter, also when you brought in, that's what I say, I could see, when you brought in the angelic team, and it's, and I'm not sure because how you've seen this before, how you interpret it, but as they're around her, there's all these like beautiful light cords. So that looks like it's her team's there, like you said, connecting with her higher self flooding more light? Like, is that what you've noticed when they come in like that?
That's basically what it is. You know, some people are not familiar with asking or not really knowing how to, you know, so us assisting them doing it, allowing the team, you know, by connecting with their permission, with their higher self, allowing the galactic team, your soul family, your angelic team to come in to help. When you're basically purging for them, or you make that connection for them, you know, you're becoming the stand-in in a sense, you know, like you're just becoming the bridge. That's what's happening.
It's beautiful. How does that feel?
I'm just blown away. I'm speechless in terms of what you were able to connect with and the advice that you have. I'll continue down that path and look for the blessings that are there. Certainly, I do acknowledge that, you know, a lot could have happened that would be a negative outcome. I have my husband, like I'm, you know, grateful for that. And so, you know, just praying for his full restoration and healing, and for me to be less, you know, in the negative space and trust and believe that I can connect and possibilities are.
Well, you are connected. Remember that. And sometimes what you can say too is if you're maybe in a little funk, that little saying like, what's right about this, I'm not getting. And then you'll start to see the good in it. So sometimes it's just changing the word a little bit and then feel the energy, because you're very connected. And I don't see, unless Peter, you see something else, I don't see anything that actually about not connecting. It's just incorporating it more.
It's about keeping going.
Maybe my perception, right?
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Yeah. You're very connected. So it's just like move forward with that energy. What can I do next? You know, what listens to that inner guidance. Trust it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you. Please keep us posted.
Thank you both.
There's a lot of great energy there for you.
Good luck to you, SJ, and your husband.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you so
much. Well, you know what, guys? We are at the top of the hour. You. Okay, Peter, I have to ask if you might come back and do this again. We still have so many callers on the line. I'm sorry if we didn't get to you today. Peter, please let everyone know where they can find you. What an incredible, and what you'd like to leave for the listeners today.
You know, we all in this together. So don't hold back, you know, don't let money dictate your choices, you know, don't let the old programming dictate what you deserve or not deserve, you know, like choose you, do what you feel is best. Because when we do that, when we invest in ourselves, we send out a signal to the universe that we are worth it. We're telling ourselves too. So it's really about like when we do that, we get the ball rolling. We allowing abundance to come in because we are saying, yes, I'm ready to be a part of the new.
I love it. And where can people find me? Yes.
You can go to channelingartsangel.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube as well. And you can follow the link in this video as well.
So we'll have it below, so everybody can always, I love to put it below.
If you feel like individual sessions, or if you feel like mentorships, you know, we are both available for, you know, working with you guys. And that's the thing, you know, like there's so many of us, you know, so the more we can help, the more we can be a service, the more we can, you know, spread that joy, you know, spread that enlightenment.
Absolutely. You know, I'm so honored that you were able to join us again. Like I said, this play and so much spirit energy and so much guidance. And I thank you for doing the work you do every day, because it's helping more people. And people don't, sometimes they forget that we need more helpers all the time, right? Waking up. So I cannot thank you enough for coming. It was just a blast. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I just so much fun. Everybody that's listening, you know, really check Peter out. I'm so happy you're here. But like Peter said, this is a new way of being. So a lot of the old teachings, old ways are leaving, and really understand that beautiful, beautiful light is already in you. It's already there. So never forget that you are connected. Never doubt that you're not connected. You are connected. There might be just something that has to shift out. So don't be afraid to change your perception. So Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Peter. We will see you all next week, same time, same place, where I believe we have the producer of the Grand Self movie that I had a little clip in. So if you'd like to join and understand where how James came to that movie, it'd be a lot of fun. So we'll see you at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you again, Peter. So appreciate it.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at TracyLClark.com.